All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Wednesday night, the 1st of June. Can you believe it? 2022 for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine out there and very freezing and conditions here in Sydney, Australia, I tell you. So I'm having a nice brandy and I hope you guys are safe and warm wherever you are. And as always, thank you so much for your support and for keeping active on the website and chatting away and just your general support. It's just great to be continuing here in 2022. Amazing. The Quest Files continues. This has been going since like 2015, I think. It's just awesome. A lot of great traffic on the website during the day and night. Does very well, and it's great to sort of slip in here in the night with my members and go over all this. If I didn't have members, I wouldn't be doing these kinds of podcasts. It's just a personal thing. Just like to come in here and do this. Pretty busy day today, but I haven't saved too much. But there's always a few articles to cover anyway, and why not? It's better than watching TV, isn't it? Might as well come on here and have a chat with you guys. And I know there's a lot of active members that are always on the website each day, and I guess it's good to always have podcasts going up and things. And as we move forward, but unbelievable, eh? 1st of June here in Sydney, Australia today. I was just down the parks this afternoon, down the park, just before dark, and boy, my fingers were freezing. That Arctic blast that's coming up, it's just, you know, destroys your lips, and it's crazy. Freezing cold. Man, people think Australia's hot. I'm telling you, it's not, man. It's freezing here in Sydney, and I'm guessing south too. How are you guys doing in South Australia? And Melbourne must be freezing, and down in Tassie as well. It's going to make its way all the way up to Queensland. So cold conditions here. Indeed. And strange times. I'm doing okay. I'm having a nice Australian brandy here. Enjoying that and trying to keep warm. I'll just do a quick one tonight and cover what's in front of me. Hope you guys are doing fine. And, you know, we stay fed. As I said the other night, we stay fed and clothed. We look after ourselves and our loved ones, and we keep moving forward, and we keep that shit out of our bodies. Very important. And we do not fall into the game of fear, which is all around us. So much fear. It's really incredible how the system eats, how it feeds on fear. And obviously it needs a host to feed off. And if that host, being a human in this case, is in a fearful state, even unknowingly, which most people are, and at the same time obedient and numb and clueless to what's really going on, then they're just perfect food. You know what I mean? It's like being out in the woods with wolves and just, you know, sitting down waiting to be fed on, you know. It's just crazy. Most people are just perfect food or perfect bait for this system to feed on. And they're just absolutely ignorant and clueless. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, there was some things up here on Twitter. The tyrant in Western Australia, Mark McGowan, this compromised, ass-licking, sociopathic scum, absolute scum that the people of Western Australia supported 100% going back, because they believed that he was looking after them. and locking their borders off to protect them. And this created that whole situation of Stockholm Syndrome, and they just went under the spell there of tyranny, and he's been in full charge ever since. And with so many people in this country ignorant, poisoned, masked, dumbed down, you know, and voting for his Labour government, really, he is in the driver's seat now. And you look at these kinds of parasitic entities, and all they are is really, they're food for the system as well. If you have a look at the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and Gates and all these people meeting now, and these big pharmaceutical psychos and stuff, I mean, there's a lot of power structures to this world, a lot of big players, a lot of money, and a lot of power. And it goes higher and higher. And I think ass-licking clowns like McGowan, he's so far down the bottom, but I guess he's such an egomaniac. You know, he's so driven by his own ego. And I guess they've promised him some things and giving him some paychecks, and they've given him an outline of what they want to see, and he's doing it. This kind of structure, or these kinds of people, God knows where they come from, but, you know, maybe it's his way to get back at the world because of something that happened to him when he was a kid. Maybe he was bullied in school. You don't know what happened to this guy, but these kinds of individuals are very extremely dangerous. And, you know, he thinks that he has a seat at the globalist table, but he doesn't. They're using him to get to us, just like they're using the police forces to get to us. And he is just a pawn in the game. That's all he is. But he's doing his job very well. He's doing his job very well. And dominating the news today is some information about him. I was just trying to say something. Oh, he's the Dalai Lama. I'm just on my Twitter feed. He's the Dalai Lama telling you to get vaccinated. What a fucking wanker. Can you believe it? Anyway, so what I'll talk about what Mark McGowan's done, but apparently Victoria is being left as the only state with widespread vaccine mandates in place, which is not surprising. Everything that I said about Mark McGowan applies to Daniel Andrews, but on steroids. And I was anyway, I don't know where that is. I can't find it. There was something I wanted to read out about how there was a survey recently where it found that a large amount of the Australian population actually supported the lockdowns. Not so much supported, but they thought that it was the right thing to do at the time. So we are a nation of absolute slaves. We really are. We're a nation of absolute slaves in this country. We're not ready. We're not ready yet. We're nothing but meat for the system. Maybe there's a couple of million of us, which may be enough. That's okay. That's okay. I'll take it. But we're in trouble. We are in trouble indeed. And we just have to stay strong, stay positive. And don't let it get you down. Just live your life. Live your life. Live your life. And make sure that everything around you that is important is accounted for, and you have a structure to everything. Make sure that you're on top of everything. Just everything that you have to do to survive this incoming system of the Great Global Reset. Just make sure that you've got everything in its place to survive at a personal level and to help others around you that you care about who are on board to survive as well, I guess. It's a mental game, so just be on deck. It's incredible times. Absolutely amazing. So going back to Mark McGowan, I have to have a belt of brandy just to even talk about this. These people are extremely sick. Everything they're doing is criminal and illegal. They're breaking every rule and every law in the book. They're committing genocide against the Australian people and our Indigenous people. They're liars. They're con men. They're cold-blooded killers. And they work for the devil. And they don't care. They've lost their souls or their connection to their souls, and they simply just don't care anymore. And that's not who we are, but we must find a way to bring these filthy fucking scum down. There has to come a day where they pay. There has to. It's natural law, right? It all must eventually, at some point, balance out. And if it does, and I'm still alive, boy, I'm going to enjoy it. Anyway, looking at Western Australia. No, I don't want this or these mainstream media men. So this is just absolutely incredible. Put this up on Telegram. It's just talk about messing with people's minds. You can't believe this, folks. This is from ABC News Australia. Posted yesterday at 7:01 a.m. That's what it says. 7:01 a.m. WA's mandatory COVID-19 vaccination rules set to stay as experts see no reason to change. So it talks here about throughout all the restrictions and everything, there has been one constant rule that has remained steady, and that is workplace vaccination requirements. Since late last year, about 60% of Western Australian workers have been required to be vaccinated to continue work, and from today, this cohort will need to have had their third booster shot. But with WA achieving world-leading vaccination rates and about a quarter of people having some level of immunity from having recently had the virus, what a load. This is why I need a belt of brandy just to read this shit. You're destroying people's immunity through these jabs or people are going to, they're telling you that people are gaining immunity from getting these COVID-19 shots. They didn't have any virus. It's a scam. Questions have been raised about the utility of those mandates. However, the experts are back, and the government say there should be little change, at least to the short term. So they're basically talking in this article, and I can't look at it all, but workplace mandates for Western Australians. Looks like there's a high amount of people jabbed in Western Australia, right? It looks like a massive amount. And a lot of booster shots. Big problems brewing there. McGowan has said that the mandates would remain until the third dose rate was way over 80%. And he's talking about a fourth dose being possible as well. So that was the article that came out in ABC. But guess what we have today in the breaking news that everybody's discussing and talking about and wetting their underpants about? just waiting for this to load. It's just, God, it's painful. I don't even want to look at these outlets. They just make me want to be sick. The Sydney Morning Herald. Oh, God. I said on the Night Watch podcast that I'd be cutting down and breaking through all the mainstream media and propaganda and even the alternative media propaganda or whatever the fuck is in front of me. Anyway, this came out today. Updated June the 1st, actually. Mark McGowan scraps mandatory workplace vaccinations. So he's scrapped the mandatory workplace vaccinations. And again, a little side note here. It's amazing how the media put out this information to weaken the population. It's like everybody looks at this guy like he's some kind of god. You know, Mark McGowan has absolutely no authority over anybody's life. He is a nobody. He is a state premier who can do nothing. He can't tell you what to do. He can't do anything. The guy is beyond a joke. He has no power over the people whatsoever in any way, shape or form. But Mark McGowan is scrapping things, so everybody has to get down on their knees and polish his shoes and thank Mark McGowan for doing these things. And it's just unbelievable the system of control that's being built here around people's lives and minds through the mainstream media. But anyway, this stupid, ridiculous, pathetic parasite and brown-nosed ass licker for the New World Order system has come out and he scrapped the workplace vaccinations or jabs after what I just read. Western Australia's mandatory workplace vaccination policy will be scrapped from June 10, so in 9 days, next week. Mark McGowan has announced, and he's got a big smile on his face here. The lifting of the ban comes one day after the deadline for around 1 million workers to receive their third mandatory jab. And the third mandatory jab is not mandatory. And the second and the first, none of it's mandatory. It's all fear and illegal. They're criminals. None of this is mandatory. It's completely criminal. And they're saying here with 82% of the public age 16 and over now triple vaccinated. Now, this is the mainstream media. I mean, this is big mainstream media. What do you reckon, folks? 82% of the public aged 16 and over now triple vaccinated. And this guy's laughing. He's laughing. Why would he be suddenly announcing and scrapping mandatory workplace vaccination laws that he put into place illegally? If they're lying about the amount of people that are getting the jabs, which is what we initially thought. You know what? I tend to think that this is true. Maybe not exact that percentage, but I think it's true. Why else would they be doing this? Now, what they're saying here is 82% of the public aged 16 years and over are now triple vaccinated in Western Australia. Now, I mean, what do for our members in Western Australia, I mean, what do you think about what I'm saying here? Is this propaganda? Is this not true? Because that is an astonishing amount. That is not first or second dose. That is third doses. Triple. Three doses. 82%? Are you fucking kidding me? McLownan said the change was based on health advice, which brings WA into line with most other states and territories. The policy has been very effective in protecting Western Australians and helping to achieve some of the highest vaccination rates in the world, he said. You're killing people and Indigenous people and children, 14-year-olds. You're a murderer. You're a murderer. In any kind of reality, this guy needs to be strung up in front of the public and fucking hung. I mean, really, you know, in any kind of reality. But we don't have a reality anymore. We live in a circus freak show of a world. There are no laws anymore. It is rogue. And they're just doing whatever they want. And they're laughing. If anybody still thinks that they live in any kind of democracy or there is any justice left or any way that you could take anything through courts, you are delusional. This guy's laughing at you. He's laughing. He says it's kept people out of hospital. It's kept people out of intensive care. Under the new policy, only workers in high-risk settings, such as disability, aged care and healthcare, will continue to be subject to the vaccination mandates. Why people in disability and aged care? Why is it that you're more vulnerable to a fake virus if you're looking after elderly people who have lived 80 or 90 years of their life with nothing wrong with them? What are you going to get from them? I don't understand. Why do they continue there? Because they want to kill these people off quicker and quicker and quicker as the new system gets set into place. Also, look at it. Disability, aged care, and health care. That's the murder system. That's the murderers. Disability. Why do they need disability people around? Well, they don't. Get rid of them. This is a massive kill-off. They're killing billions of people. This is the mass kill-off that they keep talking about. This is Bill Gates' wet dream. Get rid of the oldies. Kill them off. Get rid of the disability people. Kill them off. Anyone wants to enter the healthcare system, kill them. You know. And with such a strict, tightly run and claustrophobic, airtight dictatorship that we see in Western Australia, with pretty much 98% of the population under this guy's boot and sucking up to him, this system that he has created is completely airtight. They are done, right? I mean, he is your master for a long time to come. So enjoy it. But they do enjoy it. That's the thing. Western Australians can't get enough of this guy. I'm telling you. They absolutely idolize the man. But you know, it's really hard to get information out of this part of the world as to what's happening in the hospitals and everything because this is lying and hiding everything. He's telling us that his vaccine mandates have kept people out of emergency rooms. You believe that? Well, we don't believe that for a second. Of course we don't. We don't believe that for 1 second. But that's what he's saying. Anyway, 6 months ago, Mark McGowan told ABC Radio Perth the mandates would be in place for a couple of years. The mandates will stay in place, he said, in November last year. I can't say what a future premier might do, but they'll be in place for a very long time. While I am the premier, while I am God, while I am Lord and Emperor, King of the castle, with the millions of people in that state polishing my shoes and looking at their stupid reflections in it. more than 99% of Western Australians have received two doses. What do you think about that? I guess if you turn around the invert the 99, it's 66, isn't it? Of Western Australians have received two doses. Around 22,000 people have not received the jab, with many of those unable to work or moving into workplaces which did not fall under the vaccine mandate rules since the policy was enforced illegally in January. McGowan said of the state's 150,000 public sector employees, 270 had resigned or been fired to March this year, and 500 had been refused entry into their own workplaces. Despite most Australian states now having dropped workplace mandates, some of Australia's biggest employers will continue to require their workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, which is fake, even after state government mandates are abolished. This was confirmed that supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths, Virgin Australia, Telstra, Commonwealth Bank would maintain vaccine directives, irrespective of government policies. In announcing the scrapping of the sweeping vaccine mandates, McGowan also said 7-day quarantine requirements would be removed for unvaccinated Australian residents returning to WA. However, unvaccinated international visitors are still unable to enter the country under Commonwealth rules. Can anybody show me the book where that is allowed under Commonwealth laws? Can anybody find that for me, where Australian citizens who are not jabbed with poison are unable to enter their own country under Commonwealth rules? They're lying on top of lying on top of lying. In fact, the lying is so putrid and disgusting, it makes you want to vomit. That is a lie. That is a lie. An absolute lie. And they've also got rules restricting visitors from entering remote Indigenous communities. Well, they're going to lift that on June the 15th because they've probably jabbed them all. See, they locked you out from visiting so you couldn't see it, the genocide taking place. Now they've done their job, so they're pretty happy with that. So now you can go back in. And now they're all supporting removing the mandates. We have extremely high rates of vaccination in this state, or in WA. And now they're telling you that the mandates don't make sense. Keeping the mandates in public health settings, in hospitals and aged care makes sense. No, it doesn't. And we support that. You can't believe this. You can't believe it. So what's happened here in my book, in my humble opinion? I think that their vaccination or jab rates have exceeded what they wanted. They're happy with that. They don't care about a handful of people who don't want it because you're insignificant. Everybody's jabbed now. You are done. You are chipped. You are poisoned. Your future has been destroyed, and you could die at any moment. I think that the reason this is happening is because they have enough people in that state inoculated. He has done his job for his masters, all good. He's done what he was paid to do. And if you look at just last year, what was going on in Perth, what was I reporting on here? This maniac was locking down Perth and the Peel regions for one case and two cases. Remember that last lockdown in Perth? They locked down Perth and surrounding areas with over 2 million people. Right? 2 million people for two cases. One of the cases didn't work out to be anything. And the second case was some guy in his 20s who worked for a restaurant or something, and they couldn't find him and they didn't know. They made it up. But he locked down 2 million people who couldn't be happier. They loved it. They loved it. They'll do anything for Daddy Mark. Daddy Mark sends out cards to the good citizens of Western Australia for Father's Day. And it's basically a gloating, egocentric, card which displays Mark McGowan and how wonderful he is and how much of a wonderful father he is with his children and everything and his wife around the dinner table, and Mark's at the front of the dinner table and he's carving the turkey, and Mark McGowan's your man. And so Mark McGowan last year for Father's Day, he sent out Father's Day glossy cards to every citizen of Western Australia or Perth, getting them to put their kisses and their love on there, and I love you, Daddy Mark, and to send it back so they could tell Premier and psychopathic dictator Mark McGowan how much the people of Western Australia want to suck your penis. They just can't get enough of you, Mark. We love you, Mark. We love you so much, Mark. We just bow down to you. You are God. Emperor Mark, we love you. We love you, Mark. We love you, Mark. Mark McGowan, we, the people of Western Australia, love you. We love you. And he's just up there, in love with himself, and he just can't believe the wonderful job that he's done. He is God. He is the king of this country of Western Australia. It's a country. It's not Australia. It's a country now. And he is king. He is king of Western Australia. And the people in Western Australia, bar a tiny handful, absolutely cannot love this guy anymore. They absolutely love this guy. They will do anything to make this man happy. And if you look at that, he locked them down for one fake case. And now in the media, they're telling you that they've got 8,000 or 10,000 cases. 8,000 or 10,000 cases. And now he's scrapping all the mandatory workplace vaccination rules. So last year, which was, it seemed like it's really not that long ago. It's a few months back. He locked down an entire city with over 2 million people in it for one fake case, and they couldn't even find the person, or didn't. They were just making up stuff. And now he's scrapping all the mandatory workplace vaccination rules. And they're telling us that there's 8,000 or 10,000 cases of COVID. So think about it in your head and work it out. What was it all about? Well, simply put, what it was all about was getting needles into fucking arms. That's what it was all about. Getting injections into bodies. That's it. And using massive amounts of fear to do so. Massive amounts of fear to do so. And he's done it. He's done it. He's done his job. He's done his job. It's all over, folks. Look at this. 82% of the public are triple vaccinated over 16. So he's done his job well. All good. You're the boss, Mark. Boom. That's why he's doing this. They don't care about us. They don't care about that tiny little minority left. You know what I mean? They'll deal with you later. This is his wet dream. They obeyed. They came in massive numbers. They obeyed. They fell to their knees. They groveled at his feet. They polished his shoes. They got injected like stupid rats with poison. They're going to start getting sick and dying off. And he couldn't be happier because he's done his job for the global elitists, as they call themselves. He's in this picture smiling away. And there's vaccination behind him with kids and people rolling up their sleeves, showing their arms, the side of their arms, smiling. Kill me! That's what they're saying. Well, they're rolling up their arms and they're holding up their sleeve up and they're saying, kill me. I'm so happy, Mark. Kill me. Boy. Wow. Man, people think I'm being negative. So be it. But that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. I said this many times and I'll say it many times more. The people of Western Australia were fooled into believing that this guy had your best interests in his heart. And you overwhelmingly voted and supported this man because you thought you were tricked into believing that he was protecting you from us. And that he was protecting you from getting a virus. And that even though what he was doing was bad and draconian, at the end of the day, you understand and you support him because what he did was sacrifice basically himself and his whole reputation to protect you. He put his life on the line to make sure that you and your family were protected. Just fucking admit it. You are stupid and you deserve everything that you are going to get. What's coming to you? Because when you get hit with these death jabs, it's going to be a terrible lesson for all of them. Not us, not our listeners. I'm just talking about these people. They're already getting hit and they can't admit it. And they're going to go down under the sea, the murky sea of ignorance, arrogance, guilt, stupidity, and foolishness. And he's not vaccinated. He didn't get these jabs. Of course he didn't. But as I said, at the end of the day, when they're finished with these kinds of tyrants, they're going to put a bullet in their head as well because they can't be trusted. So he's just being used. But go on supporting him, Western Australia. Go on, keep supporting him. Have a wonderful time, I guess. Look, folks, you know what? Reporting here in Sydney, Australia, I don't know what's wrong with the Australian people. I really don't. I kind of gave up on it. You know, I'm giving up on protests and anything. I've just given up on the whole thing. But I just continue here and keep doing this. Keeping alive. Looking after the little one and the family and just keeping alive. Because, what can you do? What can you do? It's okay. I would say, look, we're just not there yet. We're not there yet as a nation, but it's coming. It's coming. People will soon have no choice. They will be forced to act. They really will. Because it's still early days, folks, and don't ever forget that. It's very early days, you know? People are getting third jabs this year, and this could be years. We just don't know what we're going to have to deal with, what's coming. But it's going to be big, I'm telling you. People around me are starting to get sick. I'm seeing it. people are telling me everywhere. Yeah. And as I read out last night, the ambulances, now they got their health, New South Wales and all these health departments are doing deals with taxi services to pick up people who are getting sick from these jabs. So it's going to get worse and worse. And that's not being negative. That's not fear porn. That is fucking reality. It's going to get worse. Much worse. Billions. Millions. Millions in Australia. In this country, millions have been jabbed. And it's not hit them yet. A lot of them, it's coming. Like a storm inside. It's coming. It's rolling. And it will hit. You know? And we have to be prepared for what's coming. I'm telling you, it's a big storm. It's a big storm coming. These criminal demons, they're gonna have every trick in the book and every lie in the book to cover it all over and distract people. They'll even have a world war if they have to. Look at this. This is from Resist the Mainstream. .org. COVID vaccine blood clot issue may be in the hundreds, but heart issue is in the thousands. This is from a cardiologist. A California cardiologist cannot understand why COVID-19 blood clot issues get more media attention than the more prevalent condition myocarditis. The blood clot issue with Johnson & Johnson may be in the hundreds, but the heart issue is in the thousands, explained Dr. Sanjay Verma. It's a different level of patient exposure. The doctor said his Coachella Valley practice sees a few hundred patients each month. Since last summer, he identified possibly one dozen patients whose heart conditions might be connected to the vaccines, according to a report in the Epoch Times. Not might, they are. I can only say possibly, not definitively, because we do not yet have any diagnostic test that 100% says this caused this. That's what I said. We've got a serial killer on the loose, folks, and it's in everybody's blood system. There's a serial killer running wild in everybody's blood. And when it kills you off, we can't say for certain it was that jab. Sorry, folks. May have been. When did you have it? 2 months ago. When did you have it? A year ago. When did you have it? 2 years ago. 3 years ago. 4 years ago. 5 years ago. When did you have it? Yesterday. Well, we just don't know. Could be. Could be. Any proof? The cardiologist said it's not just news reports that elevate concerns over coronavirus clots from vaccines. It's to the extent that they're basically put a caution to only use the Johnson & Johnson if there's no other choice. So that's a pretty strong caution. The mRNA jabs and heart issues, the warning is there on the FDA fact sheet, but the number of people affected is massive. Unbelievable, isn't it? He says all their studies are flawed, trying to say that it's safe. He's saying there's massive hospitalizations of people. And they're talking about studies in medical journals and Nature demonstrated the myocarditis risks for patients under 40 is far greater after the jabs. You know, so that's just kind of, I mean, to be honest, you can't get to the end of this. This from Natural News, mass die-off. Close to 180,000 died within 60 days of COVID-19 vaccination. England Statistics Office makes stunning admission. The Office for National Statistics in England revealed that a total of 69,466 people died within 28 days, Remember that movie 28 Days Later? Hang on. Am I crazy? Yeah, it is. The horror movie, 28 Days Later. Where people get infected with a rage virus and go bananas. People are dying within 28 days and 178,874 people died within 60 days of getting injected with the COVID-19 jabs between January 21 and March 2022. Boy. Now what we're getting in the news, and another one from here, but I've got many reports on it, and they're coming up in big journals as well. And I saved a bunch and was looking into it, but we knew this ages ago, is the COVID injections from AstraZeneca found to increase risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome and other neurological conditions. This has been a big one lately. And I've been talking about this, the Trojan horse delivery system utilized in AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine appears to be responsible for increasing rates of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is GBS, and neurological problems, which are many. Scientists from University College London say that the GBS in the first 2 to 4 weeks following injection with the AstraZeneca shot are on the rise. So it's specifically being seen in that one. Don't forget, this is technology. They are delivering this to you as well. So, yeah, I've been seeing that popping up all over the place. Not just here and there. A lot of that. Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is another one from the same publication. Canadian doctor illegally administered COVID shots to hundreds of infants as young as 6 months old. We heard that in Australia as well. We also heard that nurses were blowing the whistle. There was some in Tasmania that were saying they were injecting elderly people in nursing homes in their sleep with the COVID injections. There will be no punishment for a Toronto doctor who was caught illegally administering the coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines to at least 500 children as young as 6 months of age. Even though the shots are only legal for children 5 years of age and older, Dr. Christopher Sun from Western Mount Dennis took it upon himself to invent his own science in order to protect children. Unbelievable. I put my neck on the line and did what I wanted to get done, which was to protect children, Sun told the Toronto Star in defense of what he said, which could have killed and still could his child patients. These are worried parents in times of health crisis, and I think it's wrong to turn away people who know what they are getting into. So whose fault is this really? Yeah, well, he needs to be put to death. But you know what I mean? It's the parents' fault. It's the parents' fault. Why? Because they're living in fear. They're scared. They're pathetic. They're weak. They're gutless. And they have no ability whatsoever to look after themselves and let alone their own kids. So they're scared, pathetic imbeciles. And they're going into the doctor shaking with their newborn baby thinking, I'm scared. What if little baby Joey gets coronavirus? What do I do? So this satanic, devil-worshipping maniac doctor, who calls himself a doctor because he's got a lab coat on, decided to make up his own rules here and start injecting them. And this was because of the fault of the parents. So unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he's not being punished for it. He's getting away with it. He's getting away with it. You just can't believe this, can you? And again, this is because of the parents taking their children into these doctors, offering them up. You might as well take your kids down to the fires of hell, you know, and just throw them in the fires of hell. I mean, how weak can you get? If people are going to enter this system in this weak-minded way, then what can you say? The latest article I'll finish on tonight, and I've got three of these, so I can confirm it. From what I know, I'm not living there, but this seems very, very serious. And I was looking at this today. Traitor Trudeau to freeze all handgun sales in Canada in latest act of war against the citizens. So this is pretty much breaking news. So Justin Castro Trudeau, a WEF puppet and traitor to the people of Canada, has just declared his intention to finalise legislation that would outlaw the sale and transfer or importation of all handguns in Canada. So unbelievable, strict anti-gun measures, unbelievable. It will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, they're disarming you like they did Australia and New Zealand, and we're capping the market for handguns, Prime Minister or Lord of the Manor, Trudeau, King Trudeau said over the weekend. So this guy's an absolute tyrant. He's voted himself in again and nobody can stop him. While everybody's got heart damage and autoimmune disorders and blood clots and cancers and having heart attacks all over the country from the injections that he forced on his own people, now he's freezing the handguns because he knows what's coming. That's what they're trying to do in America. They want to really disarm these kinds of countries because they know that people, if they're still alive, will find out what's been done to them and go bananas and want to fucking kill them. And I don't blame them. It's genocide. It's genocide via the government. And he's freezing handgun sales just 2 years after banning AR-15 self-defense rifles. So this guy's an absolute tyrant. So private ownership of firearms is the very last thing in the way of global mass extermination of civilians at the hands of criminal government regimes. So Biden's doing this with state-sponsored terrorist acts and false flags in the United States and dummies and fake actors everywhere pretending that they're shooting people in schools and everything like that, and there's psychos on the loose. It's all fake. These people make movies for Hollywood so they can do whatever they want, and most of the population are so dumbed down and stupid that they have no idea what's going on anymore anyway. So they're engineering famine and starvation. They're burning down more food production factories and chicken production facilities and all of this in the US now. They're deliberately dismantling the energy infrastructure system that provides electricity, heating and fuel. They keep going with the psyops and fake monkey pox rubbish and propaganda. They're bringing in mandates all over the world. There's a planetary massive scale geoengineering and weather control warfare going on, which could cause absolute catastrophic results. There's a deliberate collapse of the world's debt-based fiat currencies to cause global poverty, escalating of global conflicts, which is all by design, controlled demolition and destruction of the global food and basic supply chains to cause economic collapses, and mass destruction of everything that you can think of, fertility via plastic, chemicals, pesticides, hormone disruptors, LGBT lunatics grooming for transgenderism, destroying the family unit and our children, disarming the masses, censorship, censoring communication platforms and all of us, trying to stop us from getting out as much truth as we possibly can, making the masses comply through social pressure and punishments of non-compliance, losing your job if you don't get the the jabs, creating permanent crisis in order to keep the masses in a fear state and constantly confused and bogged down, unable to defy authority. You know, all this stuff going on with digital wallets, election outcomes being completely rigged, suppression of doctors and whistleblowers, all over in every sector, engineered scarcity of natural resources, fossil fuels, lumber, minerals, crop yields, calling people who are worried about this or speaking up and saying something extremist and terrorist, saying that you should be arrested, executed, silenced, control of all alternative media, trying to silence everybody, all of this. This is what's going on around the world, and particularly in Australia and Canada. So how do we stay sane with all of this going on, folks? What do we do to stay safe as we can and sane and protect ourselves and our loved ones and our families? Because this is getting out of hand, you know, and it is a worry, but I think that they're going for too much, you know. I'm hoping that they're going to shoot themselves in their own feet. I really do. I just think that they are just pushing so hard now that the breaking point, it has to come. It has to come. They are just going to go hell for leather. You know? They are going to pull out every trick in their book to push this through to absolutely gain and maintain complete total control. They just seem desperate and out of their minds. Do you think it's all going to fall apart or it's all going to go to plan? You know? It's really hard to say. So I would say just keep researching. And as I always say now, dig in and build your tribe. Don't keep going back to pick up people. It's too late for them. If they're not on board now, they never will be. If there's fence sitters, then that's okay. But build your tribe. You know? And every single person that you can have a good conversation with like this and get on board, that is fantastic. And keep prepping, keep organizing. As I said, keep the spaces around you tight and organized. Keep in control. Be your own doctor. Be your own law. Don't. If you're gonna watch politicians like I do and media and movies and everything, then do it to study it and stay on top of it. You know, it's all a mind game. They're trying to get into your head. You must outwit and outsmart and outlast this system of evil as best you can. You know, knowledge is the key. So no matter what they're doing and how terrible it is, be aware of it and break it all down as best you can to work out the best ways that you can survive through this coming reset. Because, boy, they're bringing a sledgehammer. And as I've always said, the more people that wake up, or the harder that it gets to implement this, the you know, the more they're going to try and sledgehammer this home. You know? So we just keep moving forward, folks. Stay safe. Let us know what you think. If you have anything you want to add, let us know what you think of the podcast. and we'll continue forward. Okay.